Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Mr. Michael Bassford. He is the director of the Interagency Council on Homelessness. So let's talk about the plan, Welcoming Wisconsin Home.
Certainly. So, as a little bit of a background, again, the Interagency Council is made up by the leaders of eight state agencies. Also have four citizen members representing the different areas of the state that have a federally recognized homelessness continuum of care. And the council is chaired by Governor Evers. When we started our work, and Governor Evers appointed me to this position in May of 2019. Now, we had we inherited a plan from the previous administration. They wrote it and they released it when they were just about 1 month away from leaving office. And so we had a plan already in place when we got into office, and we spent a fair amount of time reviewing it. And even though it was, you know, from the previous administration, there were suggestions on there and strategies on there that we were in agreement with. There were things that we wanted to add to it, and there were certainly a lot of issues, some certain issues that needed more attention, particularly in regards to how racial disparities in homelessness programs and in the housing markets got us to a situation where we are at, and the need to address those if we're to end homelessness as we know it in Wisconsin.
You know, gotta ask. It's a huge issue, huge problem. You said 4,500 people across the state. It's got to be a difficult undertaking to count homeless people. You know, it's not like, you know, they're all in the same place and they stay where they are every day. They're transient. They move around. Resources, what kind of resources have been allocated to address this?
So, what has been allocated at the state level?
Clearly not enough.
I was just about to say those words. Is not enough. The state does administer some programs for providing emergency shelter and permanent housing resources, case management and supportive services through other programs as well. And there are and each of the agencies that are a part of the council have their own type of programming that intersects with homelessness, from the Department of Corrections to the Department of Workforce Development and to the Department of Veterans Affairs. And you're right, it's not enough. We're not investing enough to solidly tackle this issue. We rely a lot on federal government funding. And now, post-pandemic, it's really good to see municipalities and counties throughout the state also understanding that we do have a need to participate, a moral imperative. This is really an all hands on deck issue. It requires public sector and private sector and communities of faith and just right down to regular folks to really step up and provide for people. And a lot of the plan, of course, has to do with investment. It lays down some amounts as to what we would like to be investing in and the types of programming that we would like to be investing in. It calls for the creation of a few new programs that bring what have been known now as best practices to the game. Things like homelessness prevention and housing navigation to get people who are homeless back into housing. And so you've got that. You've got a section of legislation that we would like to see considered, particularly in the area of landlord-tenant rights, because over the previous 12 years, there have been a wide range of legislation that was passed that tipped the scales more in favor of landlords than in favor of tenants. We're looking at, and then we're also looking at just changes as to how state agencies administer their programs. So there's a lot that's in this plan. It's over 40 recommendations, 40 action items, as it were. So there's a lot that went into this. You know, after we got the previous plan, we figured we needed to create one that was more in line with what we saw as what needs to be done. And
go ahead. Do you think
that was pretty much it?
Do you think that part of the problem here is that not enough media attention is being brought to this situation across this country? It's easy if you don't see people. In many areas, you may see one person and you don't understand the depth of it. You know, we see so many people out and about, you know, and we walk past them. I remember Dr. Martin Luther King said, true compassion is not flinging a coin to a beggar. It is breaking down institutions that create the beggars. And so it's somewhere along the line, we've got to see and make people more aware that this is going on. We've got to go to a break. Hang on, Mr. Michael Bassford. He is with the... we've got to go to break. I'm long. I'll come right back, Mike. Phone lines open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.